The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
It is Braves pregame daily for your Monday morning, April the 12th, 2021. With Chris Domino, I'm Kevin McAlpin, and we're obviously looking back on a very controversial finish from last night's contest. Braves falling to the Phillies 7-6 in the series finale here at Truist Park. And Chris, certainly a tough way for this one to end. It was an entertaining ballgame, a competitive back-and-forth affair, and ultimately it ends on a blown call. Major League Baseball doesn't get it right. They look at the play at the plate. Alec Bohm, it's 8 o'clock in the morning the next day. He still hasn't touched home plate, but ultimately that is the game-winning run for Philly. They'll take it. They avoid being swept. For the Braves, yet another time where it seems like instant replay comes back to bite them.
Kevin, I'm an older man. I remember the SEC, the football version, used to send out letters on Tuesday, actual letters. They would mail them to the school. And when I heard about this, I said, what? Oh, wait, they admit they're wrong, and that's supposed to make me feel how? I never really understood what good that was going to do anybody. Just an acknowledgement of blowing one. And if you want to play the game of, well, why didn't you do this and why didn't you do that? Why isn't it a better throw? How does that guy tag up? Sure, you can do that. You could do that all game long. You could do it all season long. But every once in a while, it comes down to the moment, and all you have to do is get it right. I don't know what would happen at the rest of that game. No idea. But I do know you have to get that one right. Major League Baseball didn't. And I heard you talking earlier this morning. Replay's been around for a little bit longer than people think. I don't know if I'm right about this because it's the ESPN game as well. Maybe there's an extra camera someplace because ESPN wants to give you coverage like nobody else. It certainly seemed like there might have been at least one extra angle, and there's still not one unless they had a sixth camera I don't know about that would convince me that he did what you need to do to actually officially score a run, which is touch home plate.
Yeah, it's we saw probably five or six different angles in the studio last night, and I never saw one that showed him touch the plate. Matter of fact, if you want to do the side-by-side angle, the one that you see him coming up the third baseline along with one from center field, you can put those together, and you can obviously clearly tell he missed home plate. So much the fact that Alec Bohm was asked about it after the game last night, and his exact quote was, "I was called safe. That's all that matters." Even he knew. You could see him standing in the dugout looking up at the scoreboard going, "I don't know about that one." So it was, and for instant replay, it's been around, Chris, since 2008. It's 2021. I can't believe we're still talking about this many blown calls over the years. I can't figure out how they haven't gotten this right yet.
Do you know that there's an actual game in, I want to say it was Fulton County Stadium, where the umpires walked off the field. Why? Because they showed instant replay on the board. It was the early 80s. The umpires physically left the field. They said, "You can't do that, and you guys know it." Well, do you know why you can actually show replays on the board now? We've gotten past that point because the replay is going to be shown on everybody's TV screen. So this is not one of those where you're, again, the stories of trying to protect this guy, protect that guy, whatever. At the end of the day, if you had a does it need to be an umpire in New York City? Does it need to be somebody who's an arbitrator who has no skin in the game, if there is such a thing? I don't know. I do know this. You're allowed to show it on every board, including the biggest one in your building, because the world is going to see it. They used to protect umpires that way. You can't have people believe that they're protecting them 940 miles away up in New York City when all they have to do is get it right. Now, look, Braves lose the game. They get out homered. Harper, D.D. Gregorius, you know, you find out now, Rhys Hoskins, that was good enough for them to win. It feels like a screw job, no doubt about it, because it is a screw job. But at the end of the day, the Braves got to get ready now to play the Marlins in a four-game series before they head to Chicago for Friday.
Yeah, we'll talk about the Marlins here in just a couple of moments. Off to a slow offensive start on the young season. And look, you're right. There's no guarantee that even if they do overturn that call, the Braves win the game. We don't know what would have happened. So, look, it's just, it stings. It's one of those ones where baseball was the last of the major sports leagues to implement instant replay. Here they are all these years later. You talk about that letter. I don't know if that ends up being more beneficial to say, hey, we screwed it up. Well, you still get the loss out of it. I just for me, Chris, I want to see more accountability. I don't know what goes on in that room in New York. I've seen it in person, but I don't know what happens. I don't know the conversations. I don't know how that's handled. For me, I need to hear from somebody at Replay. Here's what we saw. Here's why we made the call we did. Accountability. I think that's the biggest issue. And again, all these years later, we still don't have that right now.
So again, it's a start by Smiley where he gives up a couple of home runs and you're sitting there going, okay, what's going on here? How do you win the game? Well, Ronald Acuna gets real excited when he hits his. Freddie Freeman just golfs one to straightaway center field. I mean, the ball seems to be, if it's not flying out to center field, and if these baseballs are supposed to be a little bit less juice than other balls, center field seems to be immune to whatever it is they've done with cork and string and everything else and fake leather, real leather, cowhide, whatever they're made of. Center field in Truist Park so far early this year doesn't really care much about your baseballs. I just want to give you one more. I've made an argument that I think Braves fans want to hate the Phillies every bit as much, if not more, than the Mets. Well, put this one as a little check into the why I hate the Phillies category. And it's not a down thing. You know, to me, the more dislike you have in a good division, it's one thing to not like a rival because you both stink and at least you just want to say we're not as bad as you. I think this division has had built-in rivalries that were real. I think at times it's been emotional with players. Now Bryce Harper, now this. I think if you were going to, on April, whatever it is today, if you were going to put the barometer of Braves, I don't like them more than anybody else, it's the Philadelphia Phillies in first place before we get to May 1st. We'll find out if that continues throughout the year.
Yeah, and I know Bryce Harper is the guy that obviously a lot of fan bases love to hate on. I will give Bryce Harper some credit before the game yesterday. A great moment. I'm sure a lot of folks have already seen this video. It went viral. But the fan that caught the home run ball the other night from Freddie Freeman, he gave that to a Braves fan wearing a Freddie Freeman jersey. Well, Freddie presented him with a signed ball from himself and Bryce Harper. So a cool feel-good moment before last night's game. You turn the page, you move on, you get ready for the Marlins. I joked this morning on the morning show, maybe they take out some frustrations on this offense or on this Marlins club. They're 2-6 coming in. They're not playing good baseball. They're not really hitting. They're pitching. Alcantara's been good. Enoa gets another shot to stick in the rotation. This is a good matchup of a couple of young guys who throw hard. So who knows? You can predict a 3-2 game, but ultimately, a lot of times when you do that, it ends up being a 15-14 game. But two good, young, hard-throwing right-handers going at it here tonight in game one.
Two things about this game and this series. They're not calling this a bullpen start. And Noah, I don't know if there's an actual promotion. I don't know if there's a ceremony in the clubhouse that we're not privy to where you say, guess what, son? You're now officially the fifth starter. It's his. It's not Bryce Wilson. Nobody's calling it a bullpen game. When a guy goes five innings, you go, wait, that's what starters do in baseball, so that must be what he is now. So I agree. This matchup on paper is a pretty good one. It's not sort of marquee around the rest of baseball, but – if you're looking at the division and the team you have to beat more than any other is still the Marlins, and I think it is, this is where that gets started. Your 18 or 19 versus them begins now. I will also drop this. I know that Ronald Acuna has had problems, specifically with a pitcher who's no longer there, so I get all that stuff. But he is so hot right now that if they are prone to pitch inside, I'm making a prediction. Ronald Acuna is going to get hit in these first couple of games, and it might not be because they're headhunting. It might not be. It's going to be because maybe their mindset is to pitch in and get him a little uncomfortable, get his feet moving. He's so hot right now that I'm not laying fatties. I am going to try to push him off the plate. If I was a betting man and somebody would take my action, not rooting for it, but I believe it's going to happen. I think Ronald Acuna is going to get hit in these first couple of games. I think you got a guy on the mound tonight who is going to claim his territory. I think when you're a young guy and you have good stuff, I don't think you go headhunting. But I do think you're going to throw at his wrists. I think you're going to throw at his knees. I think you're going to throw at his feet to get him off home plate because he's that hot right now.
The numbers he put up are just incredible. 3-for-4 last night, a .692 average with 3 doubles, 2 homers on the series. That's a 2,027 OPS in the series.
No, there's no such thing, Kevin. You can't start it with a 2. That sounds ridiculous. I'm calling you out on that. I think your math is wrong.
Well, then the Braves' math is wrong because I'm just going on what they get. I mean, it's just it's unbelievable. Acuna leads the National League in average. He's hitting .444, slugging .917. He's got a .1378 OPS on the season, 9 extra base hits. He leads the National League with 33 total bases, second in doubles, third in home runs. He's had 3 straight multi-hit games. That slow spring training that you and I talked about, boy, that feels like a very, very distant memory. If that's not player of the week numbers – I don't know what player of the week numbers look like, because Ronald Acuña certainly, when that comes out, I think it's later on this afternoon, I think Ronald Acuña Jr. will be the player of the week in the National League.
Something else to look forward to this week, I hope, is a Max Fried start. Everybody's sort of, okay, what's kind of going on around here? Well, Max Fried will take the mound again against the Marlins. We'll find out how that goes. We'll preview that when it comes up. But I do think Max Fried is a little bit of a story, not because people believe, oh, wait, what's wrong? I think it's just, oh, wait, can he get his legs under him to throw the type of game that not only does he want to throw, but the team probably needs him to throw, again, against the Marlins, a team that hopefully at the end of the year you're looking at a 12-7 or a 13-5, whatever the number is, to ensure that it's not the reason you don't win this division. I think the Marlins, even though they were a playoff team last year, certainly hold that category of you better beat them if you plan on winning the division. All right, a couple of things. Hooters is giving you an opportunity in Braves country and around the country to go watch Braves baseball all year long. Doesn't matter. Braves country, wherever you live, walk into Hooters and say, hey, can you put the Braves game on? Yeah, you know what they're going to do? Put the Braves game on, because they have the ability, no matter what state you're in, to put Braves baseball on all year long. There are other things that Hooters is going to be showing. MMA, Masters this past weekend, big golf tournaments coming up all year, all summer long through the NBA playoffs, to the NHL playoffs, and everything to do in the MMA and UFC world. Hooters is going to give you an opportunity to watch it up and down Braves country. Great rings, cold beer, great burgers. Enjoy Hooters all season long with us and Braves country. I have a random Brave player of the day. I don't know if you've met this man or talked to him, but he's as nice as it gets. Do you know Tom Pachorik at all?
The Hawk? Is that it? No. Oh, that's Wimpy. That's Wimpy in the Hawk, correct?
Yeah, Hawk Harrelson. That's Harrelson is the – but Tom Pachorik was a guy who played for the Braves.
No.
Oh, sweetheart of a guy, still lives in the Atlanta area. His brother is the one that I told you, John, who was 3-for-3, 4 runs scored, 3 RBIs in his only game in the major leagues for the Houston Colt 45s. Literally, he's got the cleanest line in the history of baseball ever. He retired as a guy hitting 1,000. When I say retired, he had a bad back. He just couldn't get back to playing. But as an 18-year-old, go look at John Pachorik's line. It's the greatest one-game line in the history of Major League Baseball. Well, Tom did 18 years in the major leagues. He started out with the Dodgers. That Dodgers group in the early 70s, he was there for that. Comes over to the Braves, not a lot of winning after a whole lot of winning in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. But he's here for a few years, and he bounces his way around to 18 years, over 1,000 hits. And Tom Pachorik, certainly a lot of Braves fans know him from him calling games, but he was a member of the Atlanta Braves 1976, 77, and 78 as well. So Tom Pachorik is a random Braves player of the day. If you have the 7 random Braves player of the day, you can actually send them to us. Direct message me at social media, Chris Domino, at Chris Domino. Kevin, give everybody your Twitter account.
I'm as creative as you are, just at Kevin McAlpin. I'm very, very original.
Send it to myself. Send it to Kevin. Send it to 680 The Fan. One of these ways will get you involved. We will pull the random name for a Ryan Klesko jersey, signed jersey, a Red Braves jersey. We'll be giving that away this week. Again, if you know the 7 random Braves players of the day, it ends with Tom Pachorik today. Who are they? DM us, and you'll have an opportunity to win that jersey. All right, what else are you looking forward to this week? Obviously, Acuña's hot, Freddie Freeman. We won't necessarily go into it here, but did you get a chance to see the E60 yet on Freddie?
I have not, okay. But based on the reaction from social media, I heard it was terrific. It's on the DVR. I plan to watch it when the baby naps at some point later on today, but I've heard it was terrific.
Yeah, I watched it very, very early this morning, and let's just say that if you wanted someone to be as open in a conversation as you'd ever hope for from an athlete talking about his life situation, stuff that Freddie, I don't want to say he suppressed it, but it's never really come out this way. I've known the guy since 2010, 2011. I've known the story. I just didn't know his longer version of the story to talk about his mom, what's going on in his family life now. So really well done by ESPN and Buster Olney. So if you get a chance to see it, E60, Freddie Freeman, full circle with Freddie Freeman and his family. Really, really good television. All right, we'll do it again tomorrow. We'll hopefully wash whatever that stench was of last night off. I will say Snit tried post-game to not really play the game because most managers don't want to. It's nice to see a manager come out and argue. It's terrible to see him try to do it with a mask on, mask off. I get it. Everybody's trying to be safe. But I will say I would have gotten rung 25 feet away from that umpire, as we like to say. He would have actually got my earful after he officially tossed me. I'm a little bit surprised it didn't get even sort of more cantankerous, perhaps, than it actually did.
Well, that's a big, that's like a $25 word. Yeah, cantankerous.
Well,
I like that.
I don't want to use language. I don't want to use bad language here, but yeah. But I would have told that guy and everybody in New York, and look, I would have found a camera. I'm serious. I would have found a camera after I was thrown out, and I would have sent a message up to New York and Rob Manfred and everybody else saying, come on, you've just turned this into a joke a couple of days after the Conforto thing. You're not helping yourselves. If we're trying to build a fan base, you guys got to be better than this up in New York.
Well, that's the one thing you worry about too, right? Is that what this does to a fan, you know, to fans of the game? I mean, does it start turning people away? It's concerning. And look, we talked about it a few days ago. We thought that Conforto play would be the worst of the year. Well, it took 3 days to have one worse, and we're only here on April the 12th. So, look, I think it's all about accountability. I think somebody needs to be held responsible in this. And ultimately, at the end of the day, it is a loss. So it's not going to get changed. It's not going to get overturned. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's one. Yeah, I can't imagine. Imagine that happens in game 7 of a playoff series, and it costs a team their season. Well, I mean,
that's the problem. You better not have people believing that this could happen in September when it really, really, really matters. Look, they're all 162 of their own separate entities. You have to call them as the game is played. We can say, well, it's April, it's not September. And I know that that's sort of a real thing, but it doesn't feel like it when you just took a loss, when in baseball, seasons have been decided by one loss here or there. So it doesn't excuse them. But you really can't have people believing come September 1st into October that you might actually be this incompetent or not care enough or be protecting the asses of people that really don't need to be protected because they're grown men. Nobody blames a home plate umpire for not being able to see whether he hit home plate or not. Nobody.
No.
There's not one person who actually is angry about the original call. Had there been no replay, you would have said, man, he missed it. You know what I would have said? And I think you would have said, happens. It's not great, but it happens. What's not supposed to happen is what happened at the end of the game. So we'll find out if they and by the way, MLB, this is officially to you. If you're listening to this and you subscribe, and rightfully so, to Braves Radio Network and this little podcast, keep your apology to yourself. I don't even want to hear any shade of we got that one wrong. It doesn't matter at this point. What you say is useless on a Monday morning after a Sunday night game.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I had a caller on the post game say, well, maybe they'll score 29 runs against the Marlins and take out some frustrations. I said, well, if you're going to do that, you may as well score 31 and get a major league record out of it, of course, after that game last year. But I mean, I think they're going to come out hot tonight. I think they're going to come out fired up. I think the Braves do some damage against this Marlins team this week.
All right. Well, we will find out. Game 1 of a 4-game series before the Braves head to Chicago for a weekend series at Wrigley. Again, here come the Marlins. We'll find out. I hope I'm not right about Acuna, but I do think they're going to try to push him off the plate. We'll see how that plays out. Join Kevin and I again tomorrow. Please, Braves Radio Network, hit subscribe. Make sure you're part of this every day. We will keep you posted on things in the ballpark, some decisions in New York City, and other things that might come up over the course of the season. Every day, your daily pregame podcast coming up before 9 a.m. for you to listen at your convenience. Make sure you hit subscribe and listen.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Blue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit jimellis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Camp Margaritaville RV Resort, where you can just breathe in and breathe out. Or move. There's biking, boating, arcade games, hiking, nearby golfing. Or fly through the new Fins Up Water Park. Thrills, chills, twists, and turns. This could be you. Camp Margaritaville at Lanier Islands, an easy one-hour drive from Atlanta. Book your stay today at CampMargaritavilleLanierIslands.com.